This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Hope you had a great day. A lot happening today in the news. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. You're going to do me a gazillion. Anyway, again, always a great pleasure knowing that you're listening. You know, about an hour before I came on the air, I got this, I won't say a lead, because I love this stuff. I think it's great. I don't know if you know this, but the dead are already voting in Richmond, Virginia. Seriously. I thought it was wonderful. I was wondered, you know, remember Houdini when he said he was going to come back from the dead? I bet you if we checked his voting record, he may have done that. We just don't know it. He might have come back with a different name. So apparently a fellow who died, who fought in World War II and died in 2014, just registered to vote in Richmond, Virginia. And the FBI, maybe they won't do anything about it, but the FBI and local police are investigating how at least 19 dead Virginians were recently re-registered to vote in the critical swing state. How is this news to anybody? You know, again, just so we're clear, I'm not a Donald Trump, like, you know, rah-rah, let's go get him. You know what I'm saying? Not for Donald Trump's sake. For America's sake, maybe, but not for his sake. But when I look at these things and think to myself, when he said, unless the election gets stolen, remember, 4 years ago, right? Didn't we have several precincts that had over 100% turnout? And they weren't little precincts where there were 25 people. They had thousands of people in the precinct, and they had over 100%. Where have you seen that happen? When have you ever seen that happen? Let's start off there. In California, in Los Angeles County, we've got over 60,000 people that are either dead, have dual registrations, okay, that have moved out of county. And some people at the same address, you know, it's John A. Smith and John Smith. Same birthday, same Social Security number, same everything. And they won't clean it up. And I'll give you a guess. I'll give you one guess as to who's in church. Yeah, you got it. The Democrats are in church. So I don't know how you fix this. Well, I do know how you fix it. You have to drain the swamp, but nobody wants to drain the swamp. Nobody. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. Nobody wants to really drain that swamp. Seriously. So one case that came to light after relatives of a deceased man received a note congratulating him for re-registering. Can you imagine that? Papa's been dead for a couple of years. You get a note that says, you know, hey, basically, welcome back to life. You're registered to vote. First thing you need to do is register to vote. Don't tell your family. Just come on back. Rockingham County Commonwealth Attorney Marcia Gerst on Thursday said his family members were very distraught Gersh confirmed the existence of the FBI and police investigations, but said she could provide few details because the case is obviously ongoing. It's their favorite way to approach these things. The 19 were initially registered as voters in the Shenandoah Valley city of Harrisburg. Now, the clerk double-checking the entries later raised questions about one. She recognized the name of Richard Allen Clayburgh, Jr., who died in 2014 at the age of 87, because his son is a well-known local judge. I think if she didn't know that, there's 20 votes that would go for Hillary. That'd be 20 more votes for Hillary. I mean, look, I realize that you want to get the votes any way you can, but I don't know, picking on dead people maybe not be quite the right way to do it, don't you think? He was a retired Fairfax County Elementary School principal. He fought in World War II, said his son, retired Harrisburg General District Court Judge Richard Allen Clayburgh. So our family's very disgusted that they would pick his name because he was such an... How about... Forgive me for saying it this way, but how about you're just disgusted that this is the way they have to play to win? Or this is the way... How much fear do you have to be living in to think that the only way you can win is by cheating? Right? All of the forms had been submitted by a private group that was working to register voters on the campus of James Madison University, according to Harrisburg Registrar's Office. The group was not identified. No charges have been filed. Republicans in the State House of Delegates, who in recent years have supported tighter voter ID law. You know, this is exactly why. As many of you don't want to hear it. Now, I guarantee you that I will get some emails that say, you're talking about 19 votes. Why are you making such a big deal out of 19 votes? I'm not making a big deal out of 19 votes. Right? Either stealing is stealing or it's not. So what is this? So if I steal your checkbook and I write a check for 20 bucks, it's no big deal. But if I write a check for 20,000, now you're upset? I know, and I will. I'll get the emails that say, you know, it doesn't happen that often, it's such a low number. Well, let me tell you what. When you're the guy who loses, and you lose by a small number of votes, it is a big deal. The writer goes on to say, oftentimes we hear our Democrat colleagues suggest that voter fraud doesn't exist in Virginia, or it's a myth. Now, think about this. This is one that they've caught. Out of what could be thousands, especially when you have over 100% people turn out in a precinct for voting. Hey, Xander Gibb joins me after the break. We'll have some fun on Friday. Man, we got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. And my mic was hot. That was pretty cool. I do that once in a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You know, that's happy music. You know, with all the, with some of you say to me, you know, with all the negative stuff we talk about, I don't do happy shows. Sorry. You know, I mean, the puppy gets saved, and that's kind of nice, but that doesn't go a real long way. You know what I'm saying? So I got to have the happy music from time to time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And listen, whether you send me, no matter how you get involved or what you do to get involved in the conversation, seriously. Now, that way there, you know what? Whether you agree with me, whether you don't agree with me, no matter what's going on, at least you get some insight, you get some input. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I so much enjoy our time together. Do you know what I'm saying, Xander?
Me too.
sir. Definitely do.
And I've got to be the highlight of your week, right? Which is pretty sad.
Absolutely, because after I've done your show, I actually get to sleep. That's the wonderful
thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. So I don't know if you heard the last segment, but my argument with my buddies I shouldn't call them my buddies, but every election cycle, the Dems and I go round and round about voter fraud. And I always say, you know what? You guys, you push it aside like it doesn't exist. Maybe if you were on this side of the aisle, you'd have a different viewpoint. When you have precincts, like last time with Mr. Obama, that voted at 108, did you hear me? 108% of the precincts came out to vote. Like, that's unheard of. That's like, everybody in that precinct should have gone out and bought a lottery ticket that night, because it just doesn't happen. And then we've got dead people in Virginia that just registered to vote. I mean, right? But
wow.
But we don't need voter ID, right?
No, of course not. What's your name, Marilyn Monroe? I mean, it's kind of concerning because, you know, you have to have ID to drive a car. Why shouldn't you have to have ID to go and vote? It kind of doesn't follow on?
Well, what I love to, you know, they talk about voter ID and other things. Everything that we do to stop people from voting, apparently we haven't been able to stop dead people, figured out how to stop dead people from voting. They just, you know, it's like a bad rash. They just keep coming back and voting and voting and voting and voting and voting. And, you know, the other part about it is somehow when they're sent back from God to vote, they become Democrats. You notice that?
That's very interesting. I mean, are you suggesting that God is a Democrat?
I'm starting to believe so, because it seems like everybody who comes back from the dead votes Democrat. Wouldn't that logically pan out to be... No? That doesn't work that way?
It's not accidental, is it? Let's face it. But if they've got to do all these fraudulent things to win, you know, we were just discussing another fraudulent thing that they do to win, and it's ongoing. When will the public wake up and smell the coffee and see that this woman is just deceitful, dishonest, bad?
Well, this was, we were talking about, fraudulent Clinton votes discovered by tens of thousands of election officials in Franklin County, Ohio. They're stumped. I doubt they're stumped. But anyway, they're stumped over a maintenance worker finding in a dilapidated downtown Columbus warehouse. They found boxes and boxes and boxes sealed and stuffed with ballots already. And the ballots apparently supporting Hillary Clinton. You know, I got to tell you something. Bernie. If I was Bernie, I would really feel bad now at this point in time, going, look, I never stood a chance. And the reason I never stood a chance was because she probably had these same ballot stuff before I got here, huh?
Well, I saw a video today, and he was doing an interview with someone, and basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he was saying she's not the best choice. So he's not backing her now. So he's obviously not frightened of being fostered, as it were. But clearly, when you challenge the Clintons, there's a line of body bags of people that have got in the way of the Clintons, and this can't all be coincidence, can it?
No. And you know what? That's the other thing. People will say, you know, prove it. She's never been convicted of anything. Prove it. Well, first of all, people are afraid to convict her, as we've just recently seen that went down with the FBI. Let's just be honest about it. You know, again, people have gone to jail for tens of years for 1/800th of what she's done. But I don't expect anybody to be honest about that. And it's not going to stop. I mean, I don't know if I told you this last week, but I am starting to get that feeling. I am irritated and afraid that based on what Barack Obama has done and gotten away with, nobody has really taken him to task. Based on what's been, you know, what the FBI won't do to the Clintons, the rule of law doesn't matter. It doesn't apply anymore.
No, it doesn't. And the concern is, you know, I keep saying this: what does this woman have to do to get arrested? And if anybody else said that they were ignorant of the law or they did something accidentally, they would still be prosecuted for what they've done. So why is this woman above the law. Why does this woman's predator of a husband always have to step in and do stuff? You know, warning Loretta Lynch, I don't believe that they were discussing grandchildren on the plane. He said, you move forward on my wife and I'm going to go for you. That's basically the crux of what he said to Loretta Lynch on the plane. Not how's your grandson and does he have a Nintendo, you know?
Well, I've always said, you know, growing up in Boston the way I did and the people I grew up around, I know exactly what he said when he got in the plane. You know, I don't have time for this. I don't need to worry about this. I know your grandchildren go to school, so are we on the same page here or what? You know, that kind of thing. So there was no niceties going back and forth on that plane. I don't care what anybody says. Anyhow. All right, so this whole thing, Trump is out of control with this Miss Universe. What's her name? Melissa Mercado?
Alicia, porn star Mercado.
There you go. Thanks. I wasn't going to bring that up, but, hey, it's out there. It's in the open now, as they say.
Wow.
Right?
That's the thing. You can't be sued for telling the truth.
Well, let me just say she's now been exposed, if you would. Okay.
Again?
You like that? But, yeah, don't you love this? So, in other words, when you it's funny how they're really playing this up with her, but when you find the clip, the real clips, there's actually two or three of them out there, where part of his shaming, if you would, he was actually trying to get back in line with a contract. They wanted to fire her. The Miss Universe pageant wanted to fire her.
And he gave her another chance.
Bingo. I mean, well, listen.
This is what she does.
Yeah, well, this is, forget that, because that's just, you know, we don't want to show any nice side of Trump whatsoever. But listen, to go on with that, did you see the piece about how CNN tore her up back then? But that was okay.
Yeah, that's different. But I'm going to even put a bigger spin on that for you. You know, I've been on this kind of Twitter crusade to support Mr. Trump.
Okay, hey,
well,
hold your bigger spin, because we got to go make some money. I love doing that to you, by the way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs with us. He's going to talk about the big spin. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always have a good time with Xander when he's on with me. Xander, you do a show every day. I just can't remember where to find it. Maybe you can tell people where to find it.
On xandergibb.com, and it is 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, so make sure you join us. I don't know what it is, Mountain Time, and I'm not working it out.
No, you know what? I give them West Coast, East Coast, and say, look, if you can't figure it out, maybe I'm not the show you need to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you started telling me about the bigger spin on this story tonight. So.
Yes, the hypocritical spin. Mounted this campaign to challenge all of the things that Hillary Clinton says about Donald Trump that are not true, or at least hypocritical, because she's done the same or worse. Now, this about the Fatgate thing that they've christened.
Fatgate, huh?
I do too. But here's the interesting thing. Because I supported Donald Trump in this, Hillary Clinton's supporters have started calling me fat. So isn't that hypocrisy for you? Tell me something I don't know. You know, I know that I'm fat. But isn't that sexist that it's inappropriate to call a woman fat, but it's okay to call a man fat? Where's the difference?
Well, apparently we're okay with being large or big boned or something along those lines, right? I mean, but listen, it's always been like this, though, right? I mean, you and I were talking. I don't know if we went into depth on it, but the CNN piece about they went in back in what was it 19? Where is it? When he called Alicia names 1997, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Right. And they went off on her, size and what was going on with her back then, right?
Yeah.
When she was named Miss Universe, right? No one could accuse her of being the size of the universe, wrote legendary CNN correspondent Jeannie Moos. But as her universe expanded, so did she. This is coming from CNN. She put on nearly 60 pounds. So they called her out for her tonnage that she put on. and made fun of it. Like, you know, again, was it like the poor girl's putting on weight? Maybe she's eating too much of the food of the areas that she's going to. But they said as she went out to different places, she gained up to 60 pounds. Her universe expanded. Wink, wink. That was okay?
Yeah. Well, that was obviously before Hillary Clinton owned CNN, because obviously, you know, it's called Clinton News Network now. So they'll kind of print and say and publish anything that's a positive spin on Hillary Clinton. But this comes directly down to contract law, and she shouldn't have signed the contract if she didn't want what was attached to it. Let's face it, I don't know if you've seen any of her acting stuff, but she's not that good.
I'm not a porn watcher, so I don't. I'm not so sure I'd watch anything.
I'm not a porn watcher either, but she has appeared in some things that are non-porn.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Actually. So she's got this whole career and, you know, 250,000 followers on Facebook and apparently Twitter, and apparently an American passport for supporting Hillary Clinton. I mean, what the heck next? You know?
Well, that's what I keep saying, and people think I'm just being over the top. I go, my concern is that we've been so lawless for so long under Obama that none of the laws are just going to matter. If she gets in and they get either the Senate or well, actually, they don't need either one of them. They do whatever they want anyhow. But if they get either the Senate or the Congress, there'll be no stopping the Clinton. Now, notice I didn't say the Democrats. There'll be no stopping the Clintons as to anything that they want to do. It'll be king and queen. Don't you agree?
Yes, that's exactly how it's going to be. It's going to be czar and Lady Clinton. But here's the thing. How can we keep putting, you know, members of the public into prison for these things with a straight face when we just let politicians off with these things? But unfortunately, it's the same with a lot of actors and actresses and famous people. They get away with these things, you know, purely because they're famous.
Well, yeah, isn't that interesting how we hold, entertainers, okay? We hold entertainers to a whole different standard. We hold them up higher. In my early days, I got in a lot of trouble with Carlos Santana fans because I said, you know, he came out and he started talking about American politics at one of his gigs and, you know, how bad the Republicans were and the Republican choice was. And I'm screaming at him to shut up and play. I didn't buy a ticket to your event to hear you tell me about politics. Tell me about politics in my country. I want you to sing. Other than that, shut up. And his people went nuts.
But interestingly, the flip side of that is, do you remember I was complaining about some of the Star Trek actors coming out and doing this anti-Trump thing?
Yeah.
Well, there's now a whole movement called Trek Against Trump. And all of these Star Trek actors have signed up for it. And on their Facebook pages, they have nothing to do with Paramount or any of these things. So I will tomorrow be starting a page called Trumpers Against Trek. And let's see how they like it. I want everybody to boycott Star Trek films, any of the actors from Star Trek, and any of the Paramount, anything comes out of Paramount Studios. So let's play them at their own game and see how they like it.
So I'm gonna drag you into something. You know, I love to do this to you, right? So somebody yesterday did not, or was it yesterday, the day before, got on my case for posting something about these MMA fighters, and one of them is a transgender fighter.
Right.
And when you look at her or him, whatever, you can see the makeup. If and I don't mean on the face either. If you covered her face up, it looks like a guy. You know what I'm talking about with the muscles on the arms and the legs and the whole nine yards. You'd be hard pressed to think it was anything else. She was anything else but that. She is pummeling other women. And so I, you know, and they're afraid to get into the ring. And I posted a picture and I said, you know, now this is going into Europe and yada, yada, yada. What do you think about this? And they're going nuts on me. So I'm saying to myself, am I, you know, this isn't a sexual thing. This isn't something where if you feel like you're a woman and you're doing the whole transgender thing, this is a physical difference between the two. And they were saying it doesn't matter. Then the women just shouldn't fight. That's just not fair, is it?
No, it's kind of, I don't know, it's, yeah, they really kind of want it always. I mean, I don't like any of those things anyway, but if you're fighting there as a man and you were born a woman or a woman as, and you were born a man, suck it up, basically.
Look, if I've spent the last, you know, I decided I wanted to be one of these fighters, because, you know, the kids are all into this stuff. If I wanted to be one of these fighters 15 years ago, and I've dedicated my life, I've given stuff up, I'm in the ring, I'm beating my brains out to, you know, to be the best, and then I join the what is this thing, the WWA, whatever it's called, and I find out that the MMA, and I find out one of the first opponents I have, if you would, is a transgender, a male, I'm done. I can't compete with that based on the difference in the strengths, the natural difference in the strengths and the makeup, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to just interject here for 1 second, because, you know, I've been very supportive of some of my friends who happen to be transgender.
Right.
But you know what I can't get my head around? If you were born a man and then you become a woman or vice versa, how come you can't just say I'm a man or a woman? Why do you have to say I'm a trans man or a trans woman? Surely you're one or the other, because that makes it a political ideology rather than something you're saying that you were born with.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. You've made physical changes to yourself, but it doesn't change your makeup, your structure, your frame, if you would.
No. No, it doesn't.
So I throw out on the table and go, look, maybe they should just make the different categories, right? I mean, they don't have to make a transgender category, but maybe they make a different categories, and that would make it more fair. And I got jumped on for that, too. It's like, it has to be exactly their way. Too bad. Nothing else matters when it's on their side of the aisle, right?
Yes, exactly. And if you disagree, then you're a phobe. I don't want to be cruel about anyone. I don't want to be cruel about trans people. But let's kind of get things in perspective. You know, you're either a man or a woman, and if you're calling yourself a trans man or a trans woman, you're actually making a political statement about that. Whereas I would think if you're claiming you're born in the wrong body and you've had changes made to your body, wouldn't you just want to get on with your life and just live?
I agree, but
you know?
I also agree that we have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Xander Gibb on The Real Side with Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttoms!
Right, Tammy? No, that's not country music.
It's rockabilly. Like, there's a difference.
Anyway, I'm John with Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We might have Michael Housman join us in the third hour tonight. I don't know. It depends on him. You know, we'll just see if he's by a phone this time. Because our libertarian buddy, who likes to try to pull me back, I don't even know what he likes to try to pull me back to. It just doesn't work. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week. I always enjoy my time with him as well. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
It is always a pleasure, but you didn't tell me we were alive, Joe. Gosh.
Why, did you swear? Did I miss that? Did he do something?
No, I don't swear on the air. It's
you wait till the mic's off and then let it rip, don't you? I know you're tight.
I do. I said the mic's off, I think. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, there you go. Oh, God. Hey, did you hear? I don't know if you caught it the other night, but O'Reilly was actually making fun of the 76 pronouns that you can use with Facebook or something like that. Did you hear about that?
And yeah. I didn't hear he was making fun of it, but I've seen, because I'm a unicorn. I remember.
No, that's right. Well, there's one college, I guess it's in New York, and if I screw up, I'm sure somebody will fix it for me. But now that they'll accept pretty much any pronoun that you give them. So one young man has decided that he would like to be called His Majesty. Now, did I tell you?
No.
Did I tell you this was going to get crazy? Now, who's going to tell him that he can't have that?
Well, we live in a society where you can be black, white, and refer to yourself as black. So, yeah, you know, it's like anything goes.
So I asked this question of a Democrat friend of mine who got locked up when I said it. You know how you see the gears, how they start to come to a grinding halt and they stop? I think it's exactly what happened to this person. And I said, here's my problem. We've got to the point where we are afraid to say anything to anybody for any reason. So, you know, we've got that guy that's, what, he's 52 years old. He identifies as a 6-year-old white female, right? And then we got a white female who identifies as a black female, but it would be great if she identified as a black male. We've got that one woman who's trans. They actually called her trans species. She's had her ears bopped. She's getting the leopard skin, right? She's getting the spots tattooed on her body because apparently there's no injection you can take to make them come forward. This is all acceptable behavior now. In the 70s, we'd lock them up in a loony bin or we'd have them at least try to help them. Do you know what I'm saying? Now we don't try to help them. We encourage them. Doesn't that show you that as a society, we're flush it. We need to be flushed. Period.
A little unkind, Joe, because, you know, I've actually realized recently that, you know, although I'm this 5'10" chubby guy, I was actually born in the wrong body, and I should have been a 6'6" blonde hunk of a guy, and I want people to see me as such from now on.
So that's what you'll be identifying from this point on?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Why is that so wrong?
You should find an old picture of... I'll show you how old I am.
Her Majesty...
I was going to say, find an old picture of Fabian and put it up on your, as your, no?
Tammy's, Fabio, you mean.
Fabio, yeah. Fabi something. And Tammy's shaking her head no, right? So I'm going, no, you should put that up to say, this is my new image. This is who I, this is how I identify.
No.
No, I want them to make fun of you. Oh, I'm going to have a field day with this.
Well, no, they're already calling me fat. I mean, imagine what the Democrats are going to do to me then for supporting Mr. Trump. You know, I tell you, when Mr. Trump gets elected, I better get invited to the White House. That's all I can say. All this that I'm putting up with because I'm supporting Mr. Trump. I want an invite to the White House.
You
better get out the best jacket.
God, you're going to go down that road again. You know, it's really getting to the point. This is really getting sickening. So, did you see the president's trip to Israel to pay his respects? You know, for the
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Did you read anything about his speech that he gave?
No, but we had David Weissman on the show last night, and he was attending the funeral, so he shared a few things today. He never, ever misses an attempt to politicize, does he? This guy, that's his middle name, Barack Politicized Hussein Obama.
So, but, I want you to hear what he had to say, okay? You know, because Barack can't stand, or Mr. Oblamo cannot stand not being the center of attention. Would you agree with that?
No.
Right? I mean, he's got to be there. So he goes on in his speech to say, let me see, he said, I could somehow see myself in his story, and he could see myself in mine, said Obama. And now, think about something. I can see myself in his story. Perez, you know how I'm saying it, Shimon Perez, okay, there you go. So... He was a soldier, right? I mean, he fought. He was a soldier. Can you see Obama in army gear?
I'd rather not.
Without your head exploding? I mean, seriously, I can't see him fighting for his country. I don't see... I'm sorry. I mean, some of you are going to get upset with me. I do not see Mr. Obama under any circumstance putting on any kind of uniform to fight for this country. I just don't see it happening. This man fought for Israel. He was a soldier. He was willing to give his life for it. He helped... You know, I mean, no. I'm sorry. That was an insult. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He can't even country when it comes to allowing the families of the 9/11 people that were murdered by terrorists to sue Saudi Arabia. He does not love this country. And how dare he even go to that funeral after how badly he's treated Israel?
That was the other thing.
I mean, he's the shunder that this guy should ever dare set foot on Israeli territory again. After all he said, because I would have, if I'd have been there, I would have had to say, stand down.
In his speech, he goes on to say that the that he reminds him of former President Nelson Mandela and of Queen Elizabeth. The president hailed his ready for this one. The president hailed his friendship with the former Israeli leader, who he met several times, and his love for Israel. I mean, at that point in time, his head should have exploded. I mean, when you're telling that many lies at that rapid pace, shouldn't something go wrong?
Yeah, but you see, he couldn't be lie a lie of pants on fire because it was Hillary's turn to wear the pantsuit that day.
Oh, God. Okay, let's hit the obvious. Everybody's talking about it, right? So on Monday, were you disappointed, as I was, with Trump's...
Mr. Trump, please.
Yeah, Mr. Trump.
Be respectful.
I'm trying. That's why my tongue is so tight. I mean, there's so many things I want to say. Look, yeah. I think he listened to his handlers too much. I think he was way too cautious. That's my personal opinion. Tell me what you think.
I agree. I think he should have... He should have taken the gloves off. He should have used every opportunity just like she did. And I'm kind of disappointed that he didn't. Because here's the thing. Essentially, he had so many openings and didn't choose to take them. It's too late to be a gentleman in all of this because she ain't no lady.
No, she's not even close. I agree with you there. And you know what? The evil... I'm not just saying this because I'm a Republican, all right? I'm saying this because of some of the work that I've done, some of the research that I've done on her. She's an evil, evil person. It's not like she's a nasty politician. There's a lot of nasty politicians out there. You know, they kiss babies out front, and then they go behind closed doors and go, keep those kids away from me, right? I mean, I got that. There's some people like that out there. She is truly an evil person. When you look at what she did with that 12-year-old rape victim, when you look at what she's done to the women over the years, and she's got the spine to say that she's for women's rights, she's for protecting the little person. This isn't true.
She's for women's rights as long as they've not slept with her husband, you know, because then she eviscerates them. But I can't get out of my head when she said, get those effing retards off my lawn, when she, there was a group of special needs kids doing Christmas caroling or Halloweening or something of that. And I'm just like, are people so stupid that they cannot see through this callous, can I say the B word on your show?
Sure, go ahead. What are you going to do?
Callous bitch. The nation just went, oh.
Well, you know what's really funny? Let's just, you could have said, what's that word they use? Biatch, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody doesn't know what that means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyhow, it's it's true. I'm getting to the point where people who know Trump and know Trump personally, who know Trump behind the scenes, who know the Trump that's not at the microphone, I haven't heard one person who behind the scenes has talked about what a piece of crap he is. Okay, not a one. But what do you hear about her in the books with the Secret Service people, with the FBI, with the CIA, all the people that have protected her in the past? Talk about what a nasty, hateful woman she is, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, nobody's got anything good. Even the Bill's not got anything good to say about her. And this BS argument about, oh, don't bring Bill into it. She's already said she's going to give him a significantly high-ranking position within her administration. I'm sorry, he's on the cards, too. He's not off.
Hey, we are done. Quickly, tell people where they can find you.
ZanderGibb.com.
You make it
sure
too
you
easy.
Come and listen to the show.
Yeah, you should. I like his show, and I don't like many shows. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go.